I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Okay, right back to our geoquiz. We were looking for a country whose government is holding an underwater cabinet meeting tomorrow. The answer is the Maldives. The underwater meeting comes ahead of a global summit on climate change in December, and it's part of an effort by the Maldives to draw attention to the issue. The World's Alex Gallafin spoke with the country's top diplomat at the United Nations.
I met the Maldives' permanent representative to the UN in a lounge where delegates meet for informal talks. It's full of artifacts collecting dust, donated decades ago by this country or that. It seemed an odd place to talk about scuba diving, until Abdul Ghaffour Mohammed told me that diving has grown into one of the Maldives' cultural treasures.
I have been told it's second to none.
You don't dive yourself?
No, unfortunately, I have not dived. When I was growing up, we did not have the opportunities to dive. By the time the diving opportunities came, I think I had developed to a stage where I felt more comfortable above water than underwater. And so it's true for everybody, I think, most of us are.
And Ambassador Mohammed's personal aversion to being submerged reflects his country's larger dilemma.
Where on the list of priorities for the Maldives is climate change?
I think 1, 2, and 3.
Here's why. The Maldives, a low-lying archipelago in the Indian Ocean, could, on some predictions, be swamped by rising sea levels within a century, a process driven by climate change and warming temperatures. Today, the islands of the Maldives sit just 7 feet above sea level on average. So when the country's president, Mohamed Nasheed, spoke to the UN conference on climate change last month, he spoke in stark terms.
If things go business as usual, we will not live. We will die. Our country will not exist.
In that same speech, President Nasheed complained that leaders from the Maldives are often invited to give remarks about climate change to big international gatherings. But once these events are over, Nasheed said, countries like the Maldives are ignored. That's tough to take, says Abdul Ghaffour Mohammed at the UN. But he says there's no use getting frustrated.
I mean, it doesn't matter how angry we are. What we have to do is let the world know that what we say is true. We are not just like the boy crying wolf. We are talking with scientific facts. Yes, there are times we might feel angry, but for small countries like us, our anger isn't the answer. Our answer has to be to try and convince the others that we have to be saved.
Hence the underwater cabinet meeting tomorrow, an eye-catching stunt to get the message out.
Admittedly, it's got a gimmicky part to it, but it has also has a serious part. You are looking at a country going underwater.
Most of the Maldives' cabinet ministers have been learning to dive in preparation for tomorrow's underwater event in the Indian Ocean. Cabinet ministers will don scuba gear and head to a table located 20 feet underwater off one of the islands. They'll communicate using whiteboards and hand signals, and they'll sign a document calling for dramatic global reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. UN Ambassador Abdul Ghaffour Mohammed recognizes that a stunt like this won't produce a good climate deal for his country on its own. Still, he remains hopeful.
We never say never, as James Bond says. We are always optimistic that however bad things might seem today, there's always a chance it will be better tomorrow. We will keep on hoping for that.
For The World, I'm Alex Gallafent in New York.